This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If it sounds like I swallowed a frog, it's because I did. Maybe one of those little kids on the plane, those little Petri dishes. I mean, seriously. You know, I don't mind them crying. I had kids, right? You bring them on the plane, I get it. They cry, they scream, they giggle, they do whatever it is they do. That's just part of life, right? But when you got like a half a dozen of them hacking and coughing and sneezing all over the place, which is always exciting, right? Little kids with boogers. It's just, yeah. You know, and they share it on the plane because the air is recycled. Unless you're in first class because they take all that garbage here and they put it in the back and you get the good stuff up front. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the first break. And, you know, I mean, I know it's all about the guns. Gun. Everybody's going out of their minds with the guns. If you say it's not a gun, you hate kids. I mean, we're back to this stuff again. Let's not deal with the realities of what took place. We're just back at the gun. Hey, let's welcome a new member to the family. News Talk 1160 AM. It's WCFOAM out of Atlanta, Georgia. Always a pleasure. Love adding members to the family. As long as they're not like, you know, real members where I have to feed you and clothe you and heat you and give you water and soap and stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure. Always. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. That's exciting. 5563. Do we know what that was? Or is the roof going to fall in on me later? Well, I guess we'll find out eventually. When you're in a dark studio and stuff falls, it's like, ew, what was that? Back to the guns, yeah. So I am really, it's just going, it's just nuts listening to these people scream and yell. You know, that it's the gun. It's the cold piece of steel eventually. Actually, that's doing all the damage, right? It's not the idiot pulling the trigger, God forbid. Andrew Pollock, who lost his daughter in a Florida school shooting, was attacked online for being pro-Trump. They tore into the media on Sunday for pushing a gun control narrative in the days following the tragic shooting. You know, really funny. So all these shootings are because of Trump, right? All these shootings are because Trump won't do anything about it, but yet President Oblamo was in office for 8 years. And I know some of you on the left hate when I do that, but this is a real, you either truly want equality or you just want to play the blame game. Because anything you're asking President Trump to do, President Obama could have done, but apparently chose not to. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But this is what the media does all the time. I really do. I like Chris Wallace. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's an honest guy. And he, the father has every right to do what he does in this video. Now, obviously, you can't see the video. I got that. But you can hear it, right?
Delaney and Andrew join us now from Coral Springs, Florida. And I want to say right at the start how sorry all of us are for your loss and what... Andrew, when you were at the White House at that very raw, emotional moment, you said, look, after 9/11, we fixed the situation. We made it a lot harder for people to get onto planes with guns. When you hear what Governor Scott just said, when you hear what President Trump is saying, would that fix the problem?
Now, this guy's got every right to be miffed here, right? Because we don't really talk about the problem. We don't talk about the medical issues. And I love these people who say, I would do anything it takes to make sure the kids have a safer place. Well, except armed teachers or put armed guards at a school. I mean, because you're going to put more guns on school. You know, those guns could cause more problems. See, it's not the guns that kill these kids. It's the hands of the people that they're in. That's who's killing the kids. I'm so tired of these lame arguments, and they are lame, people. They're just lame.
It's not going to be fixed because I just heard what you said, what you're focusing on, polarizing this event, the murder of these kids. You're talking about gun control. I just had to listen to you and Governor Scott talk about gun control. Gun control is a big issue. No one in America is going to come together on gun control, Chris. We're here. You didn't say one thing about fixing it. The American people, we could get together on school safety. But when you polarize it, this event, and every other media, we don't care about gun control right now. That's a big issue in the country, and you're not going to get everyone together on it. But we're going to get everyone together on fixing our schools. And I just listened to you. You didn't talk. You didn't mention one question to Governor Scott about what are we going to do about the security for our children? How are we going to do that? But you're just talking about gun control, which is going to just give you more ratings than every other media event. My daughter's dead. I want to know, our kids are going to school in Kentucky on Monday. How are those kids safe? How about bringing that up to the media? How about bringing that up to Governor Scott? Not about guns. It's not about guns now. Today, it's not about guns. It's about the safety in our schools. And that's what you asked Governor Scott about, and I got to listen to that at my house.
He's right. We're talking about guns. Guns did all this damage. But guns didn't do all this damage. It's the people behind. And every single time this happens, it's all about the guns. How do we take the guns away? We ain't going to fix it. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, heat up your beer, and come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, we have a live chat room going on the website. We also have, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All those things you were told to be afraid of, right? You don't have to be. They don't mean anything. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. More so, it's a pleasure to have Kimberly Marin with me, and she joins me every week from a secret bunker in New Hampshire just to be with me. And boy, could I write a book about you after last week.
Oh, my God. Come on. None of it's true.
You know what? I couldn't believe. You know, let me tell you how deflating it is to be walking around CPAC. Walking around CPAC and having somebody tell me how much they enjoy listening to Kimberly and me on Mondays.
Nice.
I guess it's your show. I mean, I'll just go grab a sandwich. Go ahead. Take it and run. You know?
Well, why don't you make me a sandwich while you're at it?
Ooh, wait a minute. Oh, it was a lot of fun. A lot of people knew who you were, enjoyed your spin on things.
You should let me and Tammy run your show, take over your show for one day.
There you
day.
Go. Well, all right. That ought to be, yeah. We'd never be able to go on the air again, I guarantee it, anywhere. You know? Yeah, right. Tammy's over there giggling, too, as well. She knows it's true. All right. So, for the last time, I'm not going to beat you up about this, but what? Now, I won't say bumper, I probably, because I know it sends you to the roof. But what is a bump stock? What technically does it actually do?
A bump stock is just a stupid novelty item that makes it easier to fire a semi-automatic firearm. It still takes a human intervention every time you want to shoot, just like all semi-automatic firearms. But it does not turn it into an automatic firearm. It does not turn it into a machine gun.
Are you sure?
And, you know, you can do the same thing with a belt loop and a rubber band. Okay? Seriously, because they're just bumping it back. It's just, and it's not even accurate. It's just a dumb novelty item that most people don't even have. But it doesn't do any of the things that all the crazy loons on the left are saying that it does. It doesn't. Well,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if you've never shot a machine gun, you know the difference. You don't know the difference. You don't know any better than that it's not like an actual machine gun.
Well, yeah, it's because, you know, again, all I keep hearing about is how we have to have a bump stock law. We can't have any of them anymore. We can't allow people to have them. I'm thinking, all right, I don't know of any device that you can buy off the shelf that makes a semi-automatic, a fully automatic weapon. I don't know of any.
Firearm, not weapon.
Excuse me, a firearm.
I don't know of any either. To be honest with you, I don't know what people are talking about when they say that. I'm sure somebody could mess around with a firearm and maybe do it. I don't know, to be honest with you. I've never seen it.
I've seen actual real
machine guns.
You get somebody that's really into this stuff that knows, you know, knows their thing. Of course, I'm sure that they can get in there and they can find a way to, you know, sand something down, file something down, add an extra. I mean, people are very ingenious, right? But you're not going to walk into the store off the shelf and make it happen.
No, and here's the thing, Joe. Why do they want to ban bump stocks because of one psycho who they won't even tell us about? Why? Tons of people have these things, right, just as a novelty. None of those people have done anything bad with it, with them. I have a senator, a total moron in New Hampshire, and he said that the reason, and he deleted this video, but someone captured it for me before, you know, and so I wrote about it. He said that people buy bump stocks only do it to efficiently kill more people. Really? That's why so many people have used bump stocks in murders, you moron? No. It's still not, sorry. I'm a little bit wound tight.
I'm your therapy for the day. I can feel it. I understand, you know. But no, it's what I opened with. You know, it's gun. It's all about guns. And the reality is we're still not dealing with the core issues. We're still not dealing, again, when it comes to the mental health issue, nobody's really pounding away at that anymore. I mean, how about President Trump sitting down three different times, today with governors, or yesterday with governors, and you know, twice with people involved in this, you know, parents and administrators and the whole nine yards, I didn't see Oblamo do that. Did he? Maybe I missed it. Maybe I'm just being too hard on the guy. Did he ever sit down after what were there 160 different shootings when he was president? Did he ever sit down with these group of people and actually try to come up with a solution?
Look, Democrats had total control in 2009. They could have shoved through any gun control they wanted. They didn't even need one vote in the Senate. They didn't do it. They have zero say right now today.
Hey, look, I agree with you. I think it's a fake outrage when they had the ability and they had the time to do it and they did nothing about it. That's kind of where my head's at.
They would rather dip their hands in the blood of dead children and ban firearms for all law-abiding citizens than actually deal with the real root cause issues of why individuals act out in this manner. This killer in Florida actually called the cops on themselves and said on himself and said, I am having issues. They did nothing. The people who failed in this situation was the government. The very same people that these morons running around in the street now want to take away all our rights.
Yeah. Well, you don't need guns. We'll protect you. Right. Like you did at the school. Like you did when there was every sign known to mankind. I mean, short of God sending, you know, fireballs down, there was every notice that this kid was going to go sideways, wasn't there?
Oh, tons of it. There was just another case in Winchester, Mass, where a kid stabbed a poor young girl to death. He was well known for having issues as well. What is wrong with the state that they won't protect society from these people who clearly need to be institutionalized and even admit they need help in some cases? The state, the very people that these kids and Democrats want to infringe upon the rights of all law-abiding citizens so we can't even protect ourselves,
you mean the animals,
ourselves from these psychopaths,
yeah,
are the ones who drop the ball.
All right, gotta go for a break. I'm Joe Senior Host. Kimberly Marin joins me, and she will still be with me after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. There's a chat room up on the website, therealside.com. There's a Facebook feed up as well. I appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. I appreciate you getting engaged. I need you engaged. So, next hour, we got a fellow that wrote, right? Anyway, he wrote.
Wow.
I haven't introduced you yet. Shut up.
Get him, Tammy.
Yep.
Get that Nerf gun ready.
Ready nothing.
You know, I've got a doctor joining us in the next hour, and he wrote a book called When Sally Became Harry, and he goes through all the stats of, you know, we're being told that on the transgender movement and what have you, how many of them want to commit suicide, and then, you know, they go through the operation, and everything's wonderful and hunky-dory, and the heavens open up and the whole nine yards, but they're hiding the truth from you. They're not telling you the truth. Just like they are with the gun stuff. For some odd reason, they don't see any reason to tell you the truth. So we're going to deal with that in the next hour. If you can't stomach that kind of thing, you might want to wait, because I am going to go on a rampage in the third hour. But let me bring her in. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to kind of help me kick things off, get things under control, understand what's going on in the crazy world. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, always fun. So, you know, again, I'm not even going to rip apart their stupid, crazy butt stories about, you know, guns and what have you on the left and how bad they are. And if we get rid of them all, you know, these are the same people who actually truly believe that if we disarm ourselves, if we take apart the nukes, the world would be a safer place, because that little fat Asian guy, okay, the little North Korean nut, would be in control because he'd have nukes too, and nobody would know when he was going to set them off. Sure, we'd all be safer, right?
Of course. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Hey, is it true that crimes are lower in countries without guns? I mean, if there's no guns, you can't shoot anybody, right?
Well, I'm going to send you some homicide stats.
Okay.
Homicide rates across all countries, and the U.S. is sort of in the middle. There's other countries that are far more dangerous, but it's not necessarily to do with any guns at all. So, and this is from, and I'm telling all listeners to go to Crime Prevention Research Center. It is a research page by John Lott, who does amazing research. He's been doing it for years, and he backs up all his data. You know, he's not like every town and just throws out data that's bogus. He actually backs up all his data, and he does all those comparisons for everyone. You know, they show gun ownership and homicide rates by countries. Mm-hmm. He has all kinds of really excellent research on pretty much anything you want to know about when it's related to firearms and firearm laws and stats. You know,
he is. He's a genius when it comes to guns. He's got the personality of a rock, but he's a genius when it comes to guns and gun stat and that kind of stuff, you know.
Nice.
So, well, come on. I mean, let's be honest about it, right?
He's a data type, you know?
He's a genius, though, when it comes to this kind
of
thing.
Yes, he is.
And,
absolutely, he is.
And what's really funny is, I don't know if you caught in the beginning of the show and earlier today, I like Chris Wallace. I know some people don't much care for him over on Fox, but I like Chris Wallace. And Chris interviewed the dad of one of the girls that were slain in the shooting. And after he got done asking him questions, the dad just goes off on him by basically saying, look, you keep talking about guns, 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 guns. When are we going to talk about how we're going to protect these kids in the school and how we're going to protect these kids?
Right.
Which I thought was great. I mean, how are you going to tell him, no, he's wrong? I'd like to see a lefty walk up to him and say, you know what, we're sorry you lost your daughter, but you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay?
Well, there's a state representative, or I'm not sure what his role is, but he's in the state legislature in Colorado, and he was one of the students at Columbine. And he is always pushing against gun control and pushing to have schools protected. So, you know, go figure.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Again, they see this as an opportunity. Let's not think it through. Let's just use it as an opportunity to can all gun usage, right? Anything that has to do with a gun.
They wanted to do that for years. Look, gun control is a partnership between Democrats and criminals. All gun control does is enable criminals while hurting law-abiding citizens and making it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to protect themselves from criminals. That's all it does.
Yep.
It doesn't stop criminals. Murder's illegal, has been for a long time, you know, and more homicides are committed with hands, feet, and fists than are with rifles. That's just a fact.
I agree with you. I look at this stuff and I say the same thing all the time. Drugs are illegal. Killing's illegal. Stealing's illegal, right? I mean, I can go down to outright prostitution's illegal. It stopped all of those. It's wiped them all out, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's why we don't have a drug problem in this country.
God, it's just sick. The line up to... But I got to tell you, you probably won't agree with me on this one, but I was watching both of what do you want to call them? The meetings, the mini White House meetings that the president had with the general populace for all intents and purposes. You know, the parents of the kids who have been shot, educators, administrators, the whole nine yards. And the thing that I liked, that I personally felt was good, was there was open, honest dialogue going on, even between people who didn't much care for each other or didn't much agree with the same way to handle it. And I think some of them had some great ideas. I think if you took bits and pieces from each one of those, you could actually sit down and come up with something. What's your thought?
Yeah, I think that I didn't see all of it, but I did see part of it, and I thought that it was a really good discussion.
Right.
You know, every side every piece of opinion or side or whatever should be heard, in my opinion, right?
Right.
But you got to take the facts and separate it from the emotions. And then if there's something there that you think could really actually help, then let's try it, because what we've been doing so far hasn't worked. Gun-free zones don't work. Putting stricter gun control into place in different states hasn't worked. Changing our mental health laws to be more in favor of seriously mental ill hasn't worked, and has worked the opposite way that they assumed it would work. Not protecting our kids at schools, yet we protect our state houses, courthouses, and Congress critters, hasn't worked at schools. So we know certain things haven't worked. And let's look at those things. There is no way in hell they should be putting gun control onto millions of law-abiding citizens who would never hurt a fly.
Yep.
Except maybe with the assault rifle that uses salt to kill bugs.
I've seen one of those.
I gotta get one.
Okay, but wait a minute. You're gonna sweep up your kitchen afterward? That was the only thing that I was thinking about when I saw it going up. Okay, great idea. You could hit a fly at, 10 feet out, but then you got to clean it all up.
I'll only use it outside.
Okay. Well, whatever you say.
Right, that's a good... I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Oh, really? I see them shoot them up in a kitchen. I'm going, yeah, okay, that works. All right, whatever.
Yeah, you're right. That would totally make a mess in your house. That wasn't really well thought out, was it?
No, and they'll sell a million of them.
It's
see?
For,
yeah.
It's for camping.
I keep telling Tammy, I can't think that stupidly. That's why I can't come up with any of this stuff. And again, back to the gun thing and what they were talking about. They think that everybody on the right, like you and I, think that there should be, guns should be available to anybody, anyhow, anyway, in any situation. And I go, no, that's not true. Because if you show up at somebody's house 21 times because he's having a violent moment, he's writing things on Facebook or Twitter about how he's going to, go in and shoot up a place, wants to be the best shooter ever. I mean, at that point in time, I think he can lock his stuff up for a short period of time till we figure out what's going on in his head.
He should have gotten help years ago. This isn't something new that's happened with that person. This has been going on for years, and that seems to be the case with a lot of people that we hear about later on, is that for years they had a problem and they should have never even been at that point where they could would want to even buy a firearm, because they would have gotten help, right?
Right. Yep.
Or they would have been institutionalized because they can't live among society.
Well, we got to go for a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It's one of your favorites, isn't it, honey?
What is it?
We are back.
Ow!
You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Two of the most politically incorrect intros you could ever want to have. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to, really. And you'll get a chuckle out of it, I promise you. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of go over the hot topics of the day and try to make sense of the craziness that's going on. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, you know, we use the movie clips when we come in. What's his name?
Dick Army, right?
Right, yeah. I don't know.
Which one was it?
It was a Geico commercial. Did you find it?
Yeah, I'm sending it to her.
Anyway, it's a Geico commercial where the guy's on the couch and, you know, he's talking about how things make him sad and what have you. And, you know, he comes up and he says, hey, listen, you know what makes me sad, you jack wagon? And he just lays into him, which I always thought was funny. I know I get a lot of hate mail for that kind of stuff, but I thought it was funny.
And then like the word jack yeah. wagon.
I use it all the time. And then we jump from that to She's a Brick House. I mean, two of the most politically incorrect things you could possibly want to talk about. And you could, I wonder, you know, if they made that song today. If they made that song today, right, and it wasn't hip-hop. See, if it was hip-hop, it'd be okay. If it was rap, it'd be okay. But if it was just, like, you know, top 40, whatever they're calling it, that song would never sell, would it? I mean, they would boycott the record company.
I don't know, to be honest with you. Have you heard some of the crap that they produce?
I don't listen to crap anymore. I'm stuck in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, peace, love, rock and roll, and a little dope now and then. Everybody's happy. You know?
Oh, God, help me. Hippie.
Anyway. So, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I listen to all different kinds of music, but most of the stuff on the radio I can't even stand. I'll find stuff online that I can download, you know, pay for and download, whatever.
So, speaking of jack wagons, we've got a bill coming up. The House Democrats want to introduce a bill prohibiting the sale of semi-automatic weapons.
Firearms. They call them weapons. It's not a freaking weapon.
Wait a minute. You posted it. I'm just reading what you wrote, what you posted.
I know. That's what they write in here. They are such...
Don't. Jack wagons. Jack wagons.
Oh, that's not strong enough.
Oh, God. So tell me about the bill.
So what I've seen about this bill so far is they want to ban all semi-automatic firearms. Not just rifles. All semi-automatic firearms. So the most common firearm in the country, they want to ban. You know, the firearm that's often the best to use for self-defense, they want to ban. You know, I just can't. My can't even button exploded. This is ridiculous. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And Democrats are only using this for some perceived political gain because they'll say they know this won't pass because even Democrats aren't that stupid. Even Democrats are their voters anyway. They actually are 2A supporters as well. Some progressives are 2A supporters. It's only these idiots in the political class that want to ban firearms just for we the people, though. They have their armed security, you know, mind you. They, you know, they're all set. They don't want us to be. So they want to ban all these firearms, and it's the majority that everybody uses.
Well, let me tell you what. At CPAC, what's really interesting is when the president shows up, the vice president and a few others show up there, you've got a line of six Secret Service uniform Secret Service men with six German Shepherds, and I'm sure they're not 15s. I'm sure they're like AK-47s. You know what I'm saying? They're the real deal with what looks like very long magazines on them. All right?
Of course.
Okay? There are guys outside with those same guns. There are guys on boats outside. There are guys in cars outside. There are guys in a black Escalades outside. Guess what they all have? Right?
Yeah. And but we shouldn't be able to use those same firearms to protect ourselves. There's plenty of people who use it. There's some jack wagon in New Hampshire who wants to ban all possession or purchase of semi-automatic rifles, all of them, for anyone under 21. And yet we have stories where we know a 15-year-old used an AR-15 in self-defense. Other younger people, because they're easier to use. So these morons would rather have us wait for the cops to come and hope they'll actually come in the house and do something to save us. But the reality is, cops, by the time they get there, they're there to draw the chalk line. You are either your first responder or you're probably going to be a victim.
Yeah, it's not a happy place to be. Look, I got in an argument with somebody the other day about the Second Amendment, and they were trying to sell me, which, you know the whole deal is just about militia. So when I said it to them, I pulled it up my phone. I said, look, it is really plain simple English. You don't even need a high school degree to understand this one, okay? So it says a well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people, not the militia, even though the militia were made up of people. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, right? So he said, yeah, but the commas are in the wrong places, and they kind of put them in there so that you'd have a pause.
Oh, my.
I'm serious. I'm not joking. I said, so what do you do? Wait a minute. What do you do with the right of the people to keep and bear arms? I said, you realize what that was for. And they said, yeah, well, so they could protect themselves. And it was the people that were part of the militia so they could call the army together when they needed to fight. I said, no, think about what just happened. They had just fought the most powerful military on the face of the planet. They could not have done it with slingshots.
Go ahead. Most people don't even know, and this is the sad part. And, oh, you just reminded me of another article I have to write. Public education is obviously a failure if kids in public schools are now demanding their own rights be taken away. Clearly, they don't understand that the final straw that caused the revolution to happen was that the tyrannical government of Britain was coming to take our guns. They were already stopping the sales of gunpowder to us. They wanted to take our guns, so we couldn't fight back. Because things were getting a little bit out of hand back then.
Yep.
You know,
I hear you. But you know what? All right, so let's just clear something up here. The kids that came forward to give speeches and talk and what have you to the biggest degree, I mean, I'm all for it. I'm all for kids coming forward, young people. I won't call them kids. Young adults coming forward, speaking their mind, having a say, you know, at the podium or wherever to push back against the government. You and I, look, we're First Amendment people. We're Second Amendment people. Get up there and speak. But here's where I had the problem, okay? If you take notes on every speech, obviously somebody had given them the exact NRA phrases to say. Because you don't put 12 kids or 8 young people in different rooms together to write speech, different rooms, you know, and they come together, and when they start spewing their speeches, they have the exact same lines. It doesn't work that way. There's no way that's going to happen. So, you know, to me, it took the credibility away from it. It's too bad that whoever coached them had a ruin in it by, you know, interjecting themselves and not letting the kids do what they should be doing.
Look, these kids have every right to be angry, but they're directing their anger at the wrong place. They should be angry at the state who let them down, the school who didn't report this kid to the police, the police who went to his house multiple times and did nothing, the sheriffs who were outside and didn't go in, the FBI who did nothing. That's who they should be directing their anger at, not at Trump or Republicans or the NRA or law-abiding gun owners. And that's the problem. And, you know, what's ironic, Joe, is a bunch of these kids probably have parents who called Trump Hitler and they want to let Hitler take their guns away. Apparently they weren't taught the history about Hitler and gun control.
No. When you talk,
is it?
There's, I can't think of the guy's name who did the film, but he went to a bunch of campuses, and part of what caused him to do this film was that he found out that about 60 to 70% of the kids on campuses didn't know who Hitler was or what he had done. No, seriously, they had no clue what he had done and what he was trying to do. So when you see that, you say to yourself, yes, we have failed these kids miserably. We are out of time, so tell people how to find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
She sounds like she's going to cry. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on TCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, I'm not going to tell you. You have to come back to find out. We'll be back in a few minutes.